West African leaders sought to defuse a power struggle in Ivory Coast today as they arrived in Nigeria for emergency talks a day after initial mediation efforts ended without a deal. Chris Altieri reports.
Leaders from countries including Burkina Faso, Ghana, Liberia, and Senegal arrived Tuesday in the Nigerian capital Abuja for a meeting of the 15-nation ECOWAS, a regional body which has declared support for the presidential challenger Alassane Ouattara. The incumbent, Laurent Gbagbo, had himself sworn in as president last week, even though Ivory Coast's Electoral Commission had declared his presidential challenger the winner of the November 28th election. In a recent talk with press, Ouattara renewed his desire to see a peaceful resolution to the crisis, and one in which the voice of the Ivorian people is respected.
But we should do everything to preserve peace. Democracy has given its choice. That I'm the president of Cote d'Ivoire. It's important that the choice of the people be accepted by all.
The United Nations, the United States, France, the European Union, the African Union, and ECOWAS have all rejected Gbagbo's proclaimed election victory, but Gbagbo has control of the army and state television. Ivory Coast's neighbors fear unrest could block trade routes and prompt a refugee crisis in a region that is still recovering from three civil wars in the past two decades. Gbagbo has scorned the international rejection as an affront to Ivorian sovereignty and has threatened to expel the UN envoy to Ivory Coast for interference in internal affairs. I'm Chris Altieri.